With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Hamas is ordering civilians to ignore Israeli warnings to evacuate northern Gaza. Author and attorney Andrew McCarthy says it's an apparent effort to raise the civilian death toll when Israel begins its ground offensive.
And Israel, I think, is doing more than any country in the world would do, including us, frankly, in terms of like making sure they go the extra mile to minimize civilian casualties.
The Israeli offensive is expected after the surprise Hamas assault on October 7th that resulted in the largest single-day murder of Jews since the Holocaust. McCarthy spoke on the Salem Radio Network. A limited gag order has been imposed on Donald Trump in his 2020 election subversion case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The federal judge overseeing the case said she was barring the former president from making statements targeting prosecutors, possible witnesses, and the judge's staff. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan said there would be no restrictions on statements criticizing the Justice Department generally or statements about Trump's belief that the case is politically motivated. But she said he can't mount a smear campaign against prosecutors and court personnel. The former president's lawyer strongly opposed the gag order. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Trump has said he will appeal that ruling. Congressman Jim Jordan has set a 12 noon deadline tomorrow on a vote to elect him House Speaker. Jordan says he's picked up support from fellow Republicans Ann Wagner and Mike Rogers, who chairs the House Armed Services Committee.
That was really, really big, so I feel real good about the momentum we have, and I think we're real close, so the vote's going to be tomorrow.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 314 points, the NASDAQ rose 160, the S&P 500 advanced 45. This is SRN News. More bad news for Christians in Indonesia.
Local officials in South Sulawesi province say they will withdraw a permit for the construction of a church under pressure from Muslim radicals. A loud demonstration by members of the Islamic Defenders Front last week prompted members of the provincial council to change their minds after first granting a permit to the Gamaliel Christian School Foundation. Christians make up 10% of the Indonesian population and are often persecuted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Detroit Lions linebacker Alex Anzalone's parents have safely arrived home from Israel. They were among about 50 people affiliated with a Naples, Florida-based church who were in the country. Sal and Judy Anzalone were in a Jerusalem hotel when Hamas launched its brutal attack on Israel from the Gaza Strip. A number of American church groups were in Israel when the assault took place, and many were under rocket fire during the initial hours. This is SRN News. In a meeting with implications for the West and its allies, Russia's President Vladimir Putin is expected to meet Chinese officials in Beijing in a visit that will underscore China's support for Moscow during its war on Ukraine. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Both Russia and China have forged an informal alliance against the United States and other democratic nations. Russian expert Alexander Gabuev says the alliance is vital for Russia, especially since the start of the war in Ukraine.
For Russia, China is its lifeline, economic lifeline, amid its brutal aggression against Ukraine.
He adds there's also a payoff for China in this relationship.
For China, Russia is a safe neighbor that's friendly, that is a source of cheap raw materials.
I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.